Thank you so much for joining us, Kay.
No worries. Good morning, Sam.
Morning. And what are the advantages of having a more diverse media in a country like Australia?
Well, it reflects the community we live in the first place. And I think it's really important for communities to see people from their cultural backgrounds representing their perspectives. But ultimately, I just think it's really important that we have a diverse media with diverse perspectives on a range of issues. And the more diverse it is, I think, the healthier the media is and the healthier our community is.
And how would you kind of appraise Australia's current sort of media landscape in general in terms of like how well we're doing on diversity?
Well, I think obviously SBS is doing extremely well, and ABC have made really positive moves in this direction. But I do think a lot of work still needs to be done in the commercial sector. And that's something that our program at Macquarie University is very focused on trying to address.
Right, absolutely. So what challenges do young and diverse individuals face when they try and break into mainstream media?
Well, I think one of the initial challenges is a lack of confidence and a lack of belief that they could be participants in the media, given that they don't see too many role models. You know, if you see a very white media, and our students are mostly from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds and Indigenous students, if you grow up in a media which is not really representative of the diverse, you know, community and their cultural background, then, yeah, there's sort of a lack of belief and a lack of confidence that they might be able to get there. And the thing that we really do address in the program is just really not only just giving them extra skills and networking opportunities, but just building up that sense of belief in themselves.
Well, they can actually do this. About the program that you run, the mentorship program, can you tell us a little bit about sort of how it's structured or how it, you know, seeks to help the people trying to get into the media?
Yeah, sure. Well, we're based at Macquarie University, so we work with the Macquarie University media students. And we take approximately 10 students a year to do a three-year program, which is runs in parallel with their degree. In the first year we focus on mostly on foundation skills, introduction to camera workshops, broadcasting, use of voice, career, how to present yourself.
So kind of a range of skills.
Yeah, a range of skills, introductory skills, and taking students to SBS to see the studios, to see ABC studios, and just to be immersed and to actually believe that this might be possible for them. And then in second year, we partner with the Ethnic Communities Council, and the students create a community project, which is a multimedia project for community groups. For a community group who's having an event, and the students actually do a voluntary period at 2SER, which is obviously a fantastic broadcaster. And then by third year, we do a custom made placement through our partners with SBS, ABC.
So it's mostly about getting in and becoming comfortable with the sort of environment.
Well, it's about becoming comfortable. It's also learning actual skills and building up a portfolio. You know, the program helps the students build up examples of work. And, and when you're trying to get a job in the media, you need to, you know, obviously it's going to be beneficial to actually have work to show for yourself and your skills.
And Kay, what kind of changes might the industry have to make it easier or be more supportive for people who, you know, who are trying to join from diverse backgrounds that may not already exist in the kind of arenas they're entering?
Well, sure. What I think it happens at management level, if you really want to address the lack of diversity in your organisation, then you really need to. I think it really needs to happen at that level. I know at Channel 10, we have a great relationship there with Ross Dagan, who's head of content, news content, and he's journalist Hugh Remington, who's a real champion of diversity, media diversity, is offering opportunities for our students to to be mentored by him. And it's, you know, it's just going into that space, being immersed in it, for the actual newsroom to have their culture, the culture of the newsroom sort of
be open and sort of, you know, supportive.
And just to bring in culturally diverse people into that new space and build those connections between staff and the students. And hopefully this ultimately develops it to a point where our students can find employment if they want to in that environment.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
That's all right. Thanks for your interest.